Now, what about that kind, you know, you're sticking your teeth and you hit it like this, and yong, 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 yong. I wish I had one of those things. Have you ever seen about, oh, of course, some people blow on combs. I heard them doing that.
Yeah, I mean, they take them reeds, you know, and make them a whistle out of. Yeah. My brother and them used to do that.
And they ever take grass and take two pieces of grass and blow them like this?
Yeah. Take that popcorn L and make them things shoot chainy bears.
Yeah. That was fun. I remember them doing that.
Yeah.
Wasn't so fun if you got hit, though.
No.
Now, let's see, talking about like a holiday or something. We celebrate, we just finished celebrating it, you know, and everybody has trees. What you call that? Holiday. You'd meet somebody, you'd say, well, I hope you have a real
nice holiday.
Yeah, would you say,
celebrating?
Oh, like Christmas, you say, well, Merry Christmas, or what do you say?
Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
That's right. And then, yeah, I suppose, you gave me a present, and I said, oh, well, that was so nice. I sure do thank you.
I said, I sure do thank you. Much obliged.
Yeah. And some people say obliged.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now let's see. Suppose we're talking about the baby that doesn't know how to walk yet, and he was getting over to the door. He said, there he's doing what?
Pulling up.
Yeah, and I suppose he's just going on his hands and knees. You'd say he was
crawling.
Yeah, that's right. And then suppose that somebody was hiding over in the corner doing this, well, you'd say they were what?
Hiding from
me. Yeah, or I suppose that they didn't want to be seen, so they slumped down as far as they could, and they were like this, and they were fixing to jump up, so you'd say they were
hiding in the corner from me.
Would you say crouch or
I said they squeezed down.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, now suppose somebody was saying the prayers at night and said, suppose you were telling your child, said, now when you go to say your prayers, every night I want you to get down by the side of your bed and you do what?
Say your prayer.
Yeah, but when you go to say, what kind of position are you in? You're not
standing
on
your knees.
That's right. And you say, last week I was saying my prayers and by the side of the bed, I what?
Down side of the bed.
Uh-huh. And you say, you kneel or you knelt? Huh?
Kneel on my knees.
That's right. Okay, and then I say, well, I sure am tired. I think I'm going to go
lay down.
Right. And then you say, you look down and say your husband was tired. He came in, he just went across the bed. You say, why, there he is. He went across the bed. Would you say he's
laying down across the bed?
Yeah. And then suppose I said, last night I really did have a dumb dream. Would you say dreamed or dreamt or what?
I said I had a bad nightmare.
And then you suppose that, well,
last week I had a bad nightmare.
Yeah, would you say you dreamed or you dreamt or you dreamed, what'd you dream?
I had a bad dream last week.
Okay, now suppose we were saying, in the Bible, you know, when Joseph in the coat of many colors, you know, that fellow, he was trying to tell the Pharaoh what his dream meant. And so the Pharaoh says, well, now I'll tell you, I dreamed so-and-so. How would you say that? I dreamed about seven lean cows. You'd say, what they're trying to do is get you to say, how would you say dream last week? I dreamed or I dreamt. Or,
I dreamt for 7 cows.
Yeah. Okay, now I suppose I was real mad and I came in and you say, what would you say I did?
Stomp your foot.
That's right. Okay, and suppose I said this morning I couldn't sleep. At 7 o'clock, my eyes opened up and what would you say I what?
Woke up.
Yeah, I woke up at what time? Okay, now let's see. Suppose I said I had to carry a whole bunch of stuff somewhere. And I said, I had to, would you say, carry it or tote it or lugged or?
I had to lug a whole bunch of stuff somewhere.
That's me all the time. I always am just loaded down. I can't move.
Mm-hmm.